It is Susie Ashworth here, and I have a question for you. Would you like to get a copy of my Sunday Times best-selling book, Infinite Receiving, Crack the Code to Conscious Wealth Creation for free? If so, listen up. I am on the biggest of missions. It is my desire that this book gets into the hands of 100,000 humans, which is such a crazy number. It's something like 0.4% of all books that have ever been created will ever sell 100,000 copies. So we are aiming big, and I'm here for it, and I want you to be here for it too. So part of our vision is to make it as easy as possible for you to get hold of this book, for you to share this book with your friends. And so guess what? You can get the book for free. I will pay for it for you. All you need to do is just pay the postage. Yes, you heard that correctly. And what's going to happen when you receive your free book is that I am also going to give you the Infinite Receiving Hypnoactivation. So this is designed to work alongside the meditations that you receive in the book. And I want to kickstart your ability to receive more infinitely now. So you get that with the Hypnoactivation. You will also receive the exclusive 5-week course that I created to celebrate the launch of Infinite Receiving, the book. And so what you will find is in this condensed course, which actually it's 6 weeks because I've included a Q&A session, which is amazing. What you will find in those weeks is a real deep dive into what I teach in the book. So the value of that is £497. It is amazing. It was such a joy to deliver. And on top of that, you are going to receive 21 days complimentary access to the Infinite Receivers Members Club. So not only am I releasing trainings in there every single month, so depending on what point you join the membership, there will be months and months of trainings that you will be able to access for free in those 21 days. And I also have a channel called Daily Devotion, where I come in every single day and leave you a training. Sometimes it's in the morning, sometimes it's in the evening, sometimes it's in the afternoon. But that training is designed to inspire you, to remind you, to be an anchor for the mindset that you need to have, the lens that you get to look at the world through in order to amplify, elevate, and accelerate your receiving journey. Yeah, it's absolutely wild. You get all of this for free when you say yes to getting the free book. Like literally all you have to do is pay for postage. So I couldn't make it any easier. And what I want you to do is for you to grab a book and for you to tell a friend to grab a book. Let's get this into 100,000 hands. And all you need to do to claim your free book is go to susieashworth.com/book-for-free. That easy. So susieashworth.com/book-for-free to claim your brand new free copy of Infinite Receiving, Crack the Code to Conscious Wealth Creation, and finally manifest your dream life. This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders like you tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. My name is Susie Ashworth. I am a single mom of three and author of the Sunday Times best-selling book, Infinite Receiving, Crack the Code to Conscious Wealth Creation, and Finally Manifest Your Dream Life.
On this show, I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your identity and your reality to create the life that you have been dreaming of. Because you are ready to be an infinite receiver.
Hello, you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And it's a miracle that I'm here right now. Miracles are everywhere. Miracles run through me. Miracles show up wherever I show up. But it really is a miracle that I am here right now. It has literally taken me about 8 attempts to get this recording recorded. But we are here, and I am very grateful. I'm taking some of the restarts as a sign from the universe that I needed to switch up my approach. Universe, I am listening, and here we are. I trust that everything that is about to come out of my mouth is going to be of the most full and highest service for everybody that gets to tune in and everybody that you choose to share this episode with. And I want to talk to you today about transition periods. And transition, when I'm talking about it, is when we are being called to make a change. Actually, I looked up the meaning, the root word of transition. It comes from the Latin word transito, and it is literally passage across, when it's time for us to move from one side to another. And I was thinking about it and just how much resistance we have to change and when we are in transition periods. And often what will happen when we know that we need to make a change is that the universe will start kind of gently tapping, give you some clues. This needs to shift. Hi, is anybody in? Ding dong. You don't like this anymore. It is time to create something new. It starts off quietly, and then that kind of tapping and doorbell ringing can become so freaking loud and incessant when we refuse to answer the door that instead of knocking, we kind of get bulldozed. It's like, okay, you are not going to answer the door. I am going to send a freaking wrecking ball into your life. I know that this has happened to all of us many times in relationships, in business, in like friendships, where we don't say the things that we need to say in order to create the change. And things build up and build up and build up and build up and build up until one innocuous thing sends the whole stack of cards falling down. And I think what is interesting is the thing that I am currently contemplating is choosing transition when it is not needed. Why is it that most of us will wait until there is a wrecking ball in our life versus actively choosing to transition into something new? And this is a message that is literally being shoved in my face everywhere that I look. You know, we spend in this community a lot of time thinking about what is required for us to quantum leap. And I feel so lucky to have experienced many quantum leaps in my life. And I also talk about the power of actually opting for quantum transformation over quantum leap. And that simply means is utilizing the compound effect of making small changes on a daily basis. And I was lucky enough to speak to an Olympic trainer a few days ago, and he was talking about the way that you really build power and strength and resilience is to take yourself to the edge of your comfort zone and then stay there.
at the edge for a long period of time, then to move back into comfort, then to overstretch just beyond where you did before, then to move back into comfort, then to overstretch just a little bit more than you did before. And this insight for me is the way that I think about quantum transformation and the 1 degree a day. And you can choose whether your 1 degree a day is in your comfort zone or beyond your comfort zone. And I say that with the invitation for you to be really conscious about the fact that in your comfort zone might mean you making the promise to yourself that you are not going to go on social media for the first hour of your day. That is not something that is going to push you to the edge of your limits. But if you make that commitment to yourself and you stick to that commitment to yourself, and then 1 hour a day becomes 2 hours a day, and 2 hours a day becomes 3 hours a day, there is no doubt in my mind that you will change your life, because you will create more time for you to focus your energy, as long as you choose to use that time potently and powerfully. You will have the time to create something magical in the time that you are scrolling. So this is a comfort zone change, which over time, if you commit to it, will change your life. Then we have the crazy people, the people who are like, yeah, that sounds fun, but long. And it is much longer. The people that recognize that are the people that say to me, yes, Suze, but I want to make a quantum leap. And in order for you to make a quantum leap, you then have to be prepared to not go for the 1 degree a day. You have to be prepared to make a quantum change. And honestly, I feel like this is the space that I am in right now. Soul is calling for a quantum change. Head is saying, we're okay with 1 degree a day. Soul is saying, no, we are not. And I'm having that internal struggle. And I know that if I am, there will be many of you who really resonate with that. And what I've been contemplating is why it feels challenging to actually go for the quantum change. And the answer, quite simply, is that it's fear. When everything is good, why do you want to rock the boat? And I literally had somebody say to me, this part of my business is working really well. It's always worked really well. And I'm scared to change it. And I thought to myself, that's the thing that will give you a quantum shift in your reality if you want it. If you don't want it, then actually tweaking a little bit over here or introducing something new over there is great. But what is it that you actually want? And it is true that sometimes that thing that is going to create the quantum growth is not always obvious. I was listening to a really incredible podcast episode with my friend Emily Fletcher. She was interviewing Blue of Earth, and Blue of Earth used to have a podcast that had millions and millions of downloads. And she has recently stopped that in order to birth a new tarot deck. And even before she said it, I was like, that's the quantum shift. That take a whole new level of courage to really, really say, this is what I'm doing. And even though this is nonsensical, even though this thing was working really, really, really well for me, I am going to stop doing what I have always done in order to create something new. Oh, and as I say that, I feel like this episode is almost an accountability episode. I wonder how long it takes from this point to make the decision when it comes to what it is that I am letting go of. And I want to also say that I'm not just talking about business. This can be in your intimate relationships. This can be in your friendships. This can be the relationship that you have with you. This is not just like a commercial question. This is about what is your soul asking of you? And your business
gets to be an expression of your soul, but your business isn't who you are. It is just a single like line of expression. And it's really, really important for us all to remember that. It's not a business conversation, it's a you conversation. I wanted to share with you three signs, in case you're ignoring them, three signs that the universe is calling on you to make a change. And that first sign is that you notice yourself feeling uncomfortable in situations that you used to love. So again, notice, is this like when you spend time with friends that you used to like laugh so heartily with? And now you walk away feeling drained and exhausted and you can't quite work out why. But actually, when you take a minute, you realize it's because, oh, I don't want to drink a whole bottle of vodka in order to stand spending time in this type of space and having that type of conversation. Oh, I haven't talked about anything that feels nourishing for my soul for the last 3 hours. Oh, I used to love this container, but every single question that I am answering makes me want to, you know, scratch my eyeballs out. How many times do you notice yourself feeling like not great, uncomfortable, drained, irritated in situations that used to bring you joy? That is the universe saying, time for a change. Noticing that there is a feeling of untetheredness, and it's that sense of, again, often coupled with discomfort, like, I don't feel grounded. You're looking around to see, where's the thing coming in? Like, what is next? Where is it? Who am I? How am I feeling? It's just this sense of not feeling quite grounded. There is a lack of focus for you. Or when you are, again, focused on the things that you have always focused on, there is something, even if you can't quite put your finger on it, that doesn't feel quite right. So this is the second sign that the universe is saying, time for a change. And then the third sign is that your joy quota has dipped generally. Yes, we all go through challenges. Yes, there are certain seasons in our lives where we just don't feel quite as good because there is a lot going on. I want to challenge you to notice in that season where there is a lot going on, are there things that you are gripping onto? Are there things that you are trying to control that you have no business in trying to control? And I want to challenge you to notice the things that you are gripping onto, what would happen if you let those go? Because often it's not the change that is creating the problem or those seasons. It is our resistance to the change that is creating the problem and elongating those seasons. This right here actually feels like the perfect place to end the episode. I was considering whether I wanted to talk about like how to make the change. And it's going to be different for everybody because everybody's situation is unique. It starts with you releasing resistance. It starts with you being willing to allow things to change and you choosing to know that you can choose everything to unfold for the highest good of everybody. You can set that as a very, very clear intention. Outside of that, this feels like the perfect place to end this episode. And I want you to trust that if you are listening to this episode, even if you are a regular listener, that this episode was important to you, that there is some place in your life or in your business, in your relationships right now, where there is the opportunity for an exquisite transition to be taking place right now. Trust the fact that if you're listening to this and you didn't skate over it, there is a reason for it. And I also invite you to come back to this episode when you notice that you are in resistance of transition, when you are in resistance of change. And I want you to remind yourself of what it looks like and the starting point for birthing something new and beautiful begins with our releasing the need to hold on to what has always been. Okay, I love you. You are amazing. If this episode has resonated with you, please do me a favor, share it on social media, tag me. Let's get this podcast out to as many people as we can. And yeah, if you know someone who's having a hard time, if you have seen somebody who is in resistance and you know that this would be a benefit to them, please share this with them too. And in the meantime, please remember that faith plus action equals miracles.
Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate infinite receiving.